Hello, Bozeman, Montana. My name is Steve Kirkhoff. I'm an instructor at Montana State University in the departments of political science and English and for the Honors College. I also once upon a time served from 1999 to 2007 on the Bozeman City Commission, 2 years as mayor, 2002-2003. I'm happy to be a part of Bozeman Community Radio. This is my community issue. Last month, Montana State University Vice President for Research put her signature on a $5.67 million deal with the Charles Koch Foundation for the establishment of a research center and new faculty hires at Montana State's Ag Econ Department. That's a pretty big deal, and it's even a bigger deal that nobody except a few movers and shakers in Montana Hall, the Ag Econ researchers themselves and Charles Koch Foundation folks seem to have known anything about it before its announcement in the local newspaper. It's a big, bad deal when, without following the requisite public process, top officials of a public university, MSU, give their go-ahead for the creation of a privately funded research center and related undergraduate studies. And of course, it's an even bigger and way badder deal when the center and studies in question are funded by well-known and controversial anti-government billionaire industrialist Charles Koch. In signing this document to create this center for libertarian, free market, neoliberal orthodoxy, Montana Hall circumvented public process. Montana Hall ignored official university procedures that require the contract to be reviewed by MSU Faculty Senate, and especially the Montana Board of Regents. While MSU's president says the university will follow standard review procedures and will eventually present the document to the regents for their action, the university was set to receive payment on September 15th of nearly $1 million from the Charles Koch Foundation. That's right, September 15th, the September 15th that was, that September 15th had already passed. And yet, according to MSU's president, the earliest opportunity for the regents to review this deal will not be until spring of 2017. So, in signing the grant document, the MSU administration appears to be guilty of a significant lapse in due process. It's not the administration's power to activate a deal with Charles Koch before the proposal has been reviewed and voted on by faculty and regents. Not only that, but the grant language itself flouts public process by scheduling payments to the university before the regents meet to discuss the grant. Next spring, when the regents meet to discuss it, what will they be discussing now that the cash is in the bank? A done deal? Remember what this deal is about. Koch has agreed to part with nearly $5.7 million from his foundation to start a Center for Regulation and Applied Economic Analysis. That is a, Center for Regulation and Applied Economic Analysis. His money will also fund research to be conducted by two senior professors in the Ag Econ Department. These researchers will in turn hire two faculty members to implement an undergraduate curriculum that accords with the mission of the research center. The content of the research and the identity of the instructors they bring on to disseminate Charles Koch's free market orthodoxy will be subject to veto power of the Koch Foundation as per the document that has been signed. In making this deal with Charles Koch, Montana Hall is guilty of two enormous blunders. First, in signing the deal without notifying the public, or the faculty and students of MSU for that matter, and without submitting the proposed deal to review by the Board of Regents, MSU administration has ignored its own procedures. These procedures require public review of grants and instructional lines in front of the Faculty Senate and the Board of Regents. Second, the terms of the deal signed by the administration empower the Koch Foundation to control both the content of research and the selection of personnel to run the center and to teach the center's curriculum This control stomps all over academic freedom at Montana State University's Ag Econ department. It reduces public higher education and economics at MSU to basically a free market conversion experience. So let's be clear. Private entrepreneurs like Charles Koch may invest their fortunes into private institutions. They may purchase research centers staffed with lackeys who buff their image. That's done all the time at private institutions. Private universities have no obligation to follow public processes or even to safeguard academic freedom. But the same private sector manipulation of research and curriculum, these are not automatic at public universities, or they're not supposed to be. At public institutions, the founding of a new research center must undergo public scrutiny and must pass the test as to whether the center respects academic freedom. Academic freedom means nobody gets to own the truth. It's no one's possession. Academic freedom means researchers and instructors are free to hypothesize and pursue their hypotheses using reason and logic and whatever. Instructors and students encourage each other to reach their own conclusions, no matter how far these conclusions diverge from someone else's. When conflict ensues about whose hypotheses or conclusions are stronger, as it often does, debates about these are open and civil. Academic freedom requires transparency in research data, research methods, and research conclusions. In an atmosphere of academic freedom, nobody gets to treat the truth like a sacred cow. Like a sacred cow. The way the Koch Foundation presumes to do. And nobody gets to establish an orthodox school of indoctrination into this sacred cow truth. Public institutions are supported by taxpayers who rightly expect the opportunity for input about the direction and the openness of research and instruction at the colleges and universities they are funding. In Montana, the Board of Regents is a body of overseers. The board was created by the legislature to supervise the state's university system. Regent approval is required before new research centers and new instructional lines can be established on any campus of Montana's public university system. Students, faculty, and citizens are allowed to attend not only the Board of Regents meetings, but also faculty senate meetings on campuses where such proposals are up for discussion and vote. And yet, where are we? Here, now, at MSU in Bozeman, Montana, the contract with the Koch Foundation has already been signed. Startup money is already on its way to fund the center. All this before any meeting before the Board of Regents. And MSU's president indicating the center proposal will not be considered by the Regents until next March or even as late as May 2017. In August of 2017, the Koch Foundation's schedule for reimbursement to Montana State University will be upwards of $1.3 million again. This is a major problem, and it's not the first time that Montana Hall has stepped outside the public process to negotiate deals with private sector bigwigs. Remember Dan Burrell? Remember the aborted for-profit DO school? Remember he wanted to locate it on MSU Foundation lands so he could conveniently siphon the services, the instruction, the cafeterias, the instructional materiel of MSU? This Koch Foundation grant is deja vu all over again. Let's hope a coherent opposition to the Koch grant can be mounted and that the Regents will meet and they will nullify this grant and they will return these corruptive monies. Let's hope that. I'm Steve Kirchhoff. That's my community issue. Thank you for tuning in.